On May 13, 1846, the United States Congress declared war upon Mexico. The resulting conflict lasted a mere 18 months, but its consequences were profound. United States troops, in their first successful offensive on foreign soil, captured Mexico City, the enemy capital. Mexico lost nearly one half of its territory. The United States swelled in size, acquiring most or all of the future states of Texas, California, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, and Colorado. When the Mexican-American War began, neither belligerent nation was very old by European standards. Long before the first English settlements were planted in America, the Spanish government had carved out the largest European empire in the New World. It encompassed most of South America and all of Central America. It stretched through Mexico, up the California coast beyond San Francisco Bay on the Pacific, and intermittently up the Gulf Coast to the Florida Peninsula on the Atlantic. During the American Revolution, when the British colonists had fought for political independence, this immense western territory, with its vast population, had continued to slumber under autocratic Spanish rule. When the 19th century dawned, however, the international repercussions of the Napoleonic Wars were being felt just as strongly in Spanish America as in Anglo-America. These European conflicts caused Spain to lose its grip upon its American colonies. Once awakened, the nationalism of these rebellious colonies could not be subdued. Within a decade, they completely threw off the centralized Spanish rule of the last three centuries. By 1826, a half-dozen independent nations such as Colombia, Chile, and Argentina would supplant Spanish authority throughout the hemisphere. Americans watched these struggles for independence with approval. They saw inevitable parallels to their own revolutionary heritage, and private assistance poured from the United States toward the revolutionaries. The Speaker of the House, Henry Clay, voiced this widespread public sympathy.
In contemplating the struggle in which Spanish America is now engaged, our attention is first fixed by the immensity and character of the country which Spain seeks again to subjugate.